Watch, Representative Brandon Gill rattles abortion advocate by asking for her favorite method. By Catherine Hamilton on April 28, 2026. Representative Brandon Gill, RTX, grilled an abortion advocate on her favorite method of abortion during a Thursday hearing on Capitol Hill. Gill pressed Democrat witness Jessica Waters and visibly rattled her with the gruesome details of abortion procedures. During a hearing about the Biden administration's weaponization of the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, FACE, Act, when Gill first asked Waters what her preferred method of abortion is, she pivoted. "I'm an advocate for patients having access to the full realm of reproductive health care," she replied. Undeterred, Gill pushed Waters to answer. Waters is considered an expert in reproductive rights law and policy and is a professor and senior scholar in residence at American University Washington College of Law. "But do you have a preferred method of abortion that you like?" Gill asked. Gill continued by reading aloud descriptions of different abortion methods and said, "I want to get your take on how much you like these. The first type is called a suction abortion. This is when the cervix is dilated in a strong suction, 29 times the power of a household vacuum cleaner, tears the baby's body apart and sucks it through the hose into a container," Gill said. "Do you prefer that method?" Gill asked. Waters declined to answer and said she stood by her testimony and preferred to discuss the FACE Act, a law that prohibits the use or threat of force and physical obstruction that injures, intimidates, or interferes with a person seeking to obtain or provide reproductive health services or to exercise the First Amendment right of religious freedom at a place of religious worship. "That sounds kind of gross, doesn't it? Sounds pretty gruesome. Do you agree?" Gill continued to press, with Waters looking increasingly rattled and uncomfortable. "What about this one? This one is called dilation and curettage," Gill said. "After dilation of the cervix, a sharp loop knife is inserted into the uterus. The baby's body is cut into pieces and extracted, often by suction." "Do you prefer that method?" Gill asked again. Waters continued to refuse Jill's questions and tried to talk about the FACE Act. "You're an abortion advocate. I'm asking if you prefer the dilation and curettage method," Gill remarked. When Waters again tried to change directions, Gill challenged, "You don't want to talk about abortion itself, why is that? Is it because it's uncomfortable to talk about?" he asked the flustered abortion advocate. "It should be uncomfortable. How about this one? It's called dilation and evacuation. Forceps are inserted into the uterus, grabbing and twisting the baby's body to dismember him or her," Gill continued. "If the head is too large, it must be crushed in order to remove it. Do you prefer that method?" "It's uncomfortable to hear this, isn't it?" he said to Waters, who appeared shaken. "It is, because it's barbaric and evil." Gill continued, asking her about an abortion method called saline injection. "It's when a 20% salt solution is injected through the mother's abdomen into the baby's amniotic fluid. The baby's skin is burned off. The baby ingests the solution and dies of salt poisoning, dehydration, and hemorrhaging of the brain," he described. "Do you prefer that method?" Gill asked again, with no direct reply from Waters. "I wouldn't want to talk about this either if I were you. Because it is barbaric and evil," the congressman said. The House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution and Limited Government held a hearing after the Department of Justice released a report this month detailing how the Biden administration collaborated with pro-abortion groups and weaponized the FACE Act to target and imprison pro-life advocates. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.